Good evening, Renewed Hope Guildies. Tonight is August 3rd, 2026, and tonight's devotional is about simple obedience. Let me start with a simple question. How many of you have ever ignored a basic instruction and regretted it? Maybe it's don't forget to set your alarm. Follow the recipe exactly this time. Or perhaps something a little more serious like a doctor's simple advice. Hey, take this pill daily, or hey, cut back on the salt a little bit. We've got a strange tendency to complicate the simple, and then we wonder why life is so hard for us. And I want to draw your attention to Exodus chapter 16, where this is before God gave the Ten Commandments, all 613 laws, and the commandment here is very simple. God tells them, gather the bread I provide each day. Trust me for tomorrow. What happens when God gives them this commandment? They failed. Even the simplest instruction reveals the condition of the human heart. And so the big idea here is that God often tests us with simple instructions first, because our inability to obey even the basics shows our deep need for his grace and points us to the perfect obedience of Jesus Christ. So let me lay this out for you. Picture this. The Israelites have just left Egypt. Miracles, plagues, Red Sea crossing, songs of victory, courtesy of Miriam, Moses' sister. Now they're in the wilderness of Zin, and between Elim and Sinai. Now this is only 15 days of the second month. So what is that, like 60 days plus 15, so 75 days after crossing the Red Sea? The excitement's worn off. Reality sets in. They don't have grocery stores. No water fountains, just sand and lots of grumbling and mumbling. They grumble against Moses and Aaron. If only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us out into this desert to starve us to death. God hears their grumbling. He doesn't answer them with lightning bolts of judgment. He looks at them with compassion and even offers provision. Exodus chapter 16, verse 4 says, then the Lord said to Moses, behold, I am about to rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. This is the key verse. God is testing them, not with something complicated, not with 613 laws, not even with the Ten Commandments. He simply says, I will give you bread for today. Take what you need for today. That's it. On the sixth day, gather twice as much for the Sabbath rest. Later on in the chapter, he even sends quail. He's like, oh, you want a little meat? Here's some meat. Bread, meat, the whole works. God gives it to him. Gather daily. Don't hoard it. Rest on the Sabbath. What do? They gathered more than they needed. Some of them gathered less than they needed. Verses 17 and 18 point that out. God miraculously made it equal. Look, you want to break the first rule? Fine. You got enough, regardless. Take whatever you need. Just take some for the day. But the point was obedience, not comparison. Some will take more, some will take less. Doesn't matter, God will give you enough for what you need. Unfortunately, they broke rule two. Some of them hoarded until the morning. It immediately stank and was rotten and bred worms. Disobedience brings rot. Rule three, don't collect on the Sabbath day. On the seventh day, some went out to gather anyway. Verse 27 to 29 of chapter 16. Moses is frustrated. How long will you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? So even the simplest rules, take what you need today, rest when I tell you. They couldn't follow it consistently. Their hearts were still oriented toward Egypt, toward self-reliance, grumbling instead of gratitude. This has profound implications for us today. Think about how a child is told, just eat your vegetables and brush your teeth. Simple, life-giving. Yeah, tantrums ensue, lying, not doing it, simply outright defiance. Or when adults ignore the command, love your neighbor as yourself, and small everyday ways with gossip, selfishness, ignoring the needy, the basics expose the human condition and the human heart. Daily dependence on God. 1 Thessalonians tells us to pray without ceasing. Jesus even prays in the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. How often do we skip prayer? or worry instead of trusting. Sabbath rest, honoring one day focused on God. How often do we fill every single day with work or screens or busyness of some sort? Basic holiness, flee sexual immorality. Speak truth, forgive as you've been forgiven. Love your enemies. These aren't complicated theologically, but they're hard to live out. Even with stewardship, tithing, generosity, contentment, simple principles which are inconsistently practiced. How do we fail? Like Israel, we romanticize the pots of meat in Egypt, our old ways, the comfort, the control. We want provision without dependence, grace without obedience. But here's the good news. Jesus succeeded where Israel and Christians failed. He is the true bread from heaven. He obeyed perfectly in every simple command and the complex ones. His righteousness is then credited to us by faith. Same God who provided manna provides Jesus. And through the Holy Spirit, he empowers us to obey, not perfectly in this life, but progressively as we walk by faith and sanctification. So start small. Pick one simple command this week. Maybe it's daily scripture and prayer. No complaining for a day. Ask the Spirit for help. One key thing is repent quickly. It's a lot easier to turn around from a mistake when you fail fast. Confess and receive fresh grace. If you've wronged somebody, confess it quickly. If you've wronged God, confess it quickly so that you can be redeemed, cleansed, sanctified, and turned around and get set on the right path. Keep a journal. Sometimes it helps to remember where God has been faithful and he has rewarded your faithfulness. Our failures should drive us to the cross because we always need to rely on Jesus and his grace. In Exodus 16, God was patient. He didn't abandon them after their failures. He kept providing, kept teaching, and eventually gave the whole law, not to burden them, but to show the way of life and their need for a Savior. If you're struggling with basic obedience today, you're in good company. The Israelites failed. I fail. We all fail. Jesus didn't. Go to Jesus. Let his obedience cover you, and let his Spirit transform you from grumblers into grateful followers. One honest repentance, one small act of trust at a time. And with that, that concludes tonight's devotional.